You've just landed inside Launch Street, the innovation podcast, where we interview top innovators out there shaking things up so you can innovate and differentiate
and get further faster in this crazy cluttered world.
And now, innovation thought leader
and your super fly host,
Tamara Kleinberg.
All right. Hey, everyone. Super excited for today. Why? Because as you can probably tell, I am here with the John Lee Dumas, the founder and host of EO Fire, an award-winning podcast where he chats with today's most successful entrepreneurs 7 days a week. That is Value Bombs 7 days a week. With over 1,500 interviews to date and multi-millions a year in net revenue, JLD has shown how delivering free, valuable, and consistent content can create a successful business and impact the world. JLD, I'm so happy to have you with us today.
I'm fired up to be here. I love your energy. I love my energy. I feel like this is going to be good.
I think last time we were like so on fire, we were sweating, right? That was our problem. It was like, bam! Woo! So let's back up a little bit. Many people know you. You get a million downloads somewhere in there a month on your podcast. So they know you from EO Fire, the host and the creator. But you also have a military background, which has had a big influence on your success and kind of why you created the Mastery Journal as well. So talk to us a little bit about how that's impacted you and your success.
Yeah, so the military was pretty defining for me because the first 22 years of my life were, you know, lacking responsibility, really. I had a little bit of that in college because I was a ROTC cadet, so I had to be kind of responsible. But, you know, I was just pretty focused on, you know, barely getting by and doing the minimum so I could maximize, you know, fun. But then everything changed at 22 when I graduated and became an officer in a time of war. Because, you know, this was back in 2002 when the towers had gone down and we knew that we were going to go beat the crap out of Iraq. And the reality was I had to kind of buck up and step up to the challenge. And so my 4 years as an active duty officer in the military taught me a lot about responsibility. And, you know, I made a lot of mistakes and I learned from those mistakes and it made me a better person overall. And it allowed me that, you know, really fast forward 6 years after I got out of the military to when I launched EO Fire to take the discipline that I had learned as an officer in the U.S. Army and apply it to entrepreneurship, which was surprising to me, but it was kind of a new thing. Like it just seemed like, you know, a lot of people got into entrepreneurship because they didn't want to kind of like be under the yoke of the man or the woman or whatever it might be, which I totally get. But then they weren't able to kind of bring individual discipline into their own lives. And they were having some struggle with that. And that was one area that I thrived. I had a ton of weaknesses and shortcomings, but that discipline allowed me to kind of get by during the early days and kind of stand out in some unique ways.
So I have to ask, going back when you shifted to having to have that discipline, was it hard? Did you fight it? I mean, I know you kind of had no choice, right? You're in the military, but like mentally, how was adding that discipline to your life? How was that?
It was tough. It was, you know, I mean, I kind of equate it to, you can picture the old Westerns where it's like that Mustang doesn't want to be broken, but you know, deep down, the Mustang knows is going to be broken. It's just a matter of time. That was me. You know, I took my lumps. I made my mistakes. But overall, I realized that it had to happen. So I submitted to my superiors and learned discipline.
Yeah. I mean, it's one of the greatest gifts. And I think you're right. I think for entrepreneurs, it's one of the hardest things because you're also, you have no real goals, nothing on goals. That's not what I said. You have no one breathing over your shoulder telling you when something has to be done. And without discipline, those things don't get done. So let's fast forward because we know how successful you are. What made you decide to put pen to paper to write the Mastery Journal?
Because I love zigging when other people are zagging. I just saw the entire industry, myself included, and still to this day, and I still continue to do this, was going virtual. You know, everything was in the cloud, a PDF, it was an app, it was an online community. And I love all of that. And I do all of that every single day with Podcasters Paradise and other things that we have going on. But I said, you know, how can I zig when other people are zagging, when everybody's going this way? What's that way? And I was like, well, that way is kind of going back to, you know, the core, kind of rewinding the clock and bringing in, you know, a high quality, physical product that's going to be a step-by-step guide. I mean, I looked at my phone and I had like 10 productivity apps and I never opened it. I'm like, this doesn't work.
Not me, never, no.
What works though is having something that's like on your desk, like face, on your nightstand at night, you know, in your book bag with you, at the coffee shop, like pulling it out and someone being like, what's that? And you're like, well, let me explain. You know, you're kind of proud of that thing. And just something real. And again, there's just something of taking, at least for me, and I think it's been proven because, you know, now we've sold over 17,000 freedom.
That's incredible.
Taking a pen and like putting it to paper,
yeah,
writing something down. There's power in typing and I do that all day long, but there's a disconnect on some levels. Yeah. But like actually seeing like your fingers producing words that aren't disappearing, that are there, something mm-hmm. happens and something happens here and it goes click and it becomes real. And that's what the Freedom Journals brought for a lot of people. And again, there are some people out there that will never use a physical journal and it's not for them and I get it, but I'm not trying to serve everybody. I think that's the first mistake that everybody makes. They're just like, John, there's some people that hate writing in journals. I'm like, good. They shouldn't buy my journal because you have to write it if you want it to work. So they can go off and do whatever they want. I'm looking to serve a person who wants to be grounded, who wants to go back to the core, who wants to, you know, potentially leave a legacy. And like you kind of mentioned before we hit record here, that we might go on some rants and I'll go on a real quick one. Is I never got to meet my father's grandfather. He died 20 years before I was born. I've seen a couple of pictures of him. I've never heard his voice. I've never seen a video. And I'm his namesake. And that's kind of sad. I would love to have something. And, you know, imagine like me being able to pull a book off a shelf.
Right.
Spent 100 days writing down his daily goals, his wins, his losses. I would feel this connection with him. And that's what the Freedom Journal is. I mean, it's going to take you to the next level with what you're accomplishing a goal, but it's also going to leave a legacy for those that come after you. And I'm not saying that like your great, great, great granddaughter is going to fall asleep reading this book every night, but you know, maybe when she's 25 years old, she wants to take it off the bookshelf for a while and connect with somebody who she never even met, but you know, is a generational ancestor. So you know, to me, that's why the Freedom Journal worked. And that's why I spent all of last year crafting, you know, my latest project, which is the Mastery Journal, which is a completely different book for a completely different reason and a completely different focus, but with the same idea of the physical product, gorgeous, high quality, and making you leave a legacy.
Well, I love what you're saying about, I was just having this conversation today with someone that yes, you really need to know who's in your tribe and who you serve, but it's just as important to know who you don't serve. And to your point, you were just saying that about, look, if you don't want to have something to write in and pull out and have that physicality behind it, then this probably isn't for you. And that's great. And that means we get to serve the people who we should serve even better because we're focused on them. So I want to get back to discipline because this is one of those topics where there are some days where I think, nailed it. And then other days where I think, oh my God, I've been watching Netflix for 4 hours. What has happened to my life? Like what choices got me to this moment?
I know you got to watch The Story of Us on Amazon. It's amazing.
Oh no, another show for me to watch.
Mandy Moore, but that's the thing. If you use the Mastery Journal, you have these refresh moments where you're supposed to gift yourself.
Oh my God, for that alone, I'll do it.
You have a timer, you know, it's 18 minutes and it's an hour show. So you got to be strict. And when it's over, you got to do that next session. And then you get 18 more minutes, your little nugget of gift, you know, during the day. Of course, at night, you can bench.
Right. It's game on. It's anything goes at night. Who cares? What is your definition of discipline? Because I think that there's, you know, we often guilt ourselves into feeling that we're not being disciplined enough, or maybe we pride ourselves on being extremely disciplined, but I'm not sure I really get what that means.
So for me, I want the root word of that word discipline, and that's disciple. Mm-hmm. And so are you being a disciple to yourself on a plan of action that you're creating? So to me, disciplined is creating that plan of action and then executing that plan. If you're not doing that on a daily basis, you're not being disciplined. If you're not sitting down, crafting a plan, and then executing that plan, you're not being disciplined, because if you don't have a plan, you're going to get diverted by what I call OPA, other people's agenda. That's your email inbox. That's your Facebook messages. That's everything that's screaming at you all
ping, day. Ping, 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 ping.
You have to deal with that at some point in the day, but don't use the best part of you, the best energy that you have on that. Use that on yourself, on the topics, on the content that you need to create that's going to move you forward. And then, you know, when you're kind of a little mentally tired and burned out, then you can jump into your email inbox and just kind of go into robot mode, control mode, and just answer questions and do this and do that. But use the best part of you for you.
So can you give us an example of something, an outcome or an experience that you had where really mastering that discipline, having that mastery really helped you move the needle?
You know, I can really go back to the first time that I had the idea to launch the Freedom Journal, because I had lived in this virtual world for so long and I didn't know anything about the physical product world. I didn't know like what it was going to take to write a book. I had never done that before on this level. Like I didn't know what it was going to take to actually produce that book, find a manufacturer. I didn't know what it was going to take to actually like get a distributor that was going to distribute. I didn't know any of these things. Like I had to lay these railroad tracks down like one track at a time. And so for me, that was just completely overwhelming. And if I tried to tackle all that at once or go into it without a plan, I would have been overwhelmed, stressed out, and I would have quit, which is what a lot of people do. But instead I said, you know what? I know that the best way to eat an elephant is one bite at a time. That's it. So this is an elephant in front of me. I'm just going to start with that yellow, dirty toenail. I'm just going to bite it.
So delicious. Add a little pepper to it.
Right there, right? TMI. I knew I had to start somewhere. And so that was just, you know, that first, and I just blocked everything else out. And like, that was the first step, me creating the Freedom Journal, which by the way, is about you accomplishing your number one goal in 100 days. That was really, I didn't know it at the time, but that was me developing the initial framework, which is now turned into the Mastery Journal, which is all about mastering productivity, discipline, and focus in 100 days.
Why 100 days?
It's a great question. Self-evaluation. So for me, like I did a lot of self-evaluation when I was going into the Freedom Journal, and I said, like, how long should this goal be? Because there has to be a time frame. Otherwise, as Parkinson's law states, tasks expand to the time allotted. So there has to be a time boundedness to it. But what's right? 20 days, 200 days, somewhere. Yeah. And for me, I looked back, self-evaluated to how long did it take me to launch EO Fire, which for me was that number one domino that started the action of awesome. Like how long did it take me to create Podcaster's Paradise, which, you know, has now brought in over $4 million in revenue. Mm. So like I looked at things that I had done in my life that were big, massive accomplishments that were meaningful, that took real time, but not too much time, because, you know, we can't have this endless, you know, accomplishment goal in a year. Well, in a year, is that initial goal even going to be worthwhile? Because time changes so fast. Like I want to become, you know, I want to become a Periscope expert in a year. Well, who cares about Periscope anymore? Like
that's right. Thank God.
What's happening at Meerkat's headquarters right now?
It's not a good day. Not a good day. So let's delve in a little bit. Oh, sorry. Go on about 100. So
basically kind of clearing that up is just like, that was like my initial steps to the framework of crafting, you know, what it is, master productivity, discipline, focus in 100 days, which is now turned into the Mastery Journal.
Well, and I think it makes a lot of sense. And I think 100 days, if you go too short, you are assessing without patterns. So you don't even know what you're looking at. And if you go too long, really, you're probably doing stuff wrong or maybe right that you should be doing more of or less of, and you haven't given yourself a chance to do that. So I want to dig into a couple of the concepts in the Mastery Journal, because you sent me the sample, the galley, whatever they're called. And I will tell you, I kept scrolling and scrolling because I was like, give me the whole thing, dude, come on. But it was the sample. And I was like, oh, come on. That's how good it was. But I want to talk about focus and what that means to you, because you have a bit of a different definition for it.
So I love the acronym for the word focus, which for me is follow one course until success. Now, with that doesn't mean like in your life as a whole, that means in your task at hand. So you're going to have these focus times where, again, you're focusing for me, 42 minutes during a session, but then my 18 minutes watching Story of Us with Mandy Moore, you know, on Amazon. So that's like my gift. What a lot of people don't realize is this. I mean, this is the real deal. People lose because they say, I want to write four chapters of my book today. You know,
yeah.
That's my goal for today. They will find a way mentally to push back the time that they start doing that for so long, because it takes a lot of mental energy to like sit down and write a chapter of a book. It just does. Like,
it's huge.
Just mentally, it's mentally draining. Your brain doesn't want to be mentally drained because your brain wants to survive. And when you're using your brain with that kind of focus, you're burning, you know, you're using energy, you're burning calories, your brain's going 100 miles an hour. And your brain's like, well, I need to protect myself. Like, what if a saber-toothed tiger comes around the corner? We need to.
Right. I need the energy.
Your brain tries to trick yourself, you know, into like, let's just do some easy tasks. So if something really serious happens, then we're ready for it.
Yeah.
Well, the problem with that is that then you just keep pushing the starting line back and back, and it just never starts. And that happens to so many of us so many times. What's different with the Mastery Journal, because of the focus aspect that we're talking about, is you know that you have four focus sessions every single day. And the important thing is that you know that it's a limited session. It's only 42 minutes. Right. For you, it might be 30 minutes. It might be an hour. Like, you're going to find that perfect number. And I help you do that within the Mastery Journal. But you know that 42 minutes of focus is then going to be rewarded with 18 minutes of refresh. And just that little mental, both conscious and subconscious, like mindset click, changes everything. Because now you're like, oh my God, like, I'm at a great part in this, you know, show, the story of us, and I'm going to be able to watch it. But after I do 42 minutes with a timer of focus, and you're going to go, wow, I just finished a chapter and I just sat down and I did it. Now I'm going to relax. I'm going to sit back. I'm going to watch the show. And then after it's done, I'm going to session number two, chapter number two.
I love it. And, you know, I think too, if we stretch ourselves too far beyond what we're really able to do, and, you know, I play in the space of innovation. So when I'm asking someone to be innovative, if they do it for a 3-hour stretch, after a certain amount of time, whatever, to your point, whatever it is for them, their brain's not working as well anyway. So you end up having to go back and redo that work. So why not take the 18 minutes to watch your favorite show? Right now, mine is Man in High Castle. I cannot get enough of that show. So, you know, you need that mental break. Otherwise, anytime I've tried to power through, I've had to go back and do the work over again anyway.
Yeah.
That kind of sucks.
Yeah, the law of diminishing returns is a real thing. You're going to get to a point where you've maximized your production, and then everything you do after that point is just a diminishing return. And there's nothing worse than having to do the same thing twice. I mean, that's really aggravating. And then guess what? You're giving your brain ammunition that it's going to use later to say, remember when you sat down to write?
Right. That was horrible.
Yeah. No, make it easy. Make it great. Make it fun.
I love it. And I love rewards too. Today, mine is a hot bath later for achieving everything I needed to do today. So I like to like randomize them during the day. Hot bath some days, massage another day, walk with a dog another, whatever suits my mood that day. Talk to me a little bit though about the benefits of focus that follow one course until success concept, because I think as entrepreneurs and intrapreneurs, people in organizations trying to be innovative, one of the hardest things is commitment and consistency, is following things through. And you know, it's very easy to launch and abandon and not follow things through. So what does that look like, and why is that so beneficial?
So following one course until success is really difficult to do in this day and age, because we have what I like to call weapons of mass distraction, just literally
everywhere.
And they will, if we let it. I mean, you know, I will say, unfortunately, you know, we're always within arm's reach of this. I mean, this is always there.
Yeah.
And I used to love when I was in San Diego, like this would go off in the airplane mode at the beginning of the day and I would keep it off. Because like we came down to Puerto Rico and like we bought this brand new house and we're doing some work to it, I kind of had to be accessible to like when handymen were showing up and this and that. Cause you know, I live like part of the house right here. I'm like a mile from my front door. Like I can't see it or hear it. So I don't know. And so I would have like random texts throughout the day just from my friends, like, or, you know, not even related to like the handyman, but I would have to check it and I'd get out of my zone and check it.
Yep.
Like restart my engine just to get there. So there's a great book by Cal Newport called Deep Work where
I read it. Yeah, it's good.
Residue in that book, which is so important because People don't realize that, like, they think that this, they're like working on their chapter of their book, and then that ding happens and they go to just, oh, it's just a quick message. No, nothing really happens. Like, you're taking the residue from that quick little interaction back to your work, which is diminished now because of that interaction. So you have to protect yourself. And again, this is the beauty of these sessions. You don't have to protect yourself all day. Turn yourself off for 30 minutes, for 40 minutes, however it is. Airplane mode. I use an app on my computer called self-control, where nothing can get through these walls. I can't even get on the internet during that time. That off as well during those 42 minutes. And that just focused to a new level, because the crazy thing is people are like, you know, I don't need to use that app self-control because I have self-control. And I'm like, you probably do. And you're right, because I know I do too. But the problem is, on some subconscious level, your mind is just like, oh, just you're just one click away from checking your Amazon or Shopify store, you know, whatever it is. And like, you're not going to do it, but you're still being tugged in that.
Thinking about it.
Take it off the table and just bring yourself into that one focus, laser in. And again, not all day. One session, done. Refresh, done. Session two, focus. Refresh, relax. You do four of those sessions, then you go take your bath, then you do whatever else you want to do. There's a big difference between being productive and being busy. And that's why for me, you know, this is maybe something you're going to ask coming up, but you know, what does productivity mean? Well, the core of productivity is produce. So for me, productivity is, what are you producing on a daily basis that's meaningful to your business and to your life? We can be busy all day long. We can be efficient at a lot of different things, but are we being efficient at the right thing? So productivity is being productive, producing the right things for our business and our life day to day.
So break it down on a day-to-day level, because I think in the people that I see, and I'm by no means a productivity expert, but that is the biggest fundamental challenge, is people feel productive, but they're not really productive. So break it down for me. Give me an example of either or. So if I'm watching and listening to this, I can go, you know what? I am productive, or hey, whoa, no.
Self-evaluation is big. And I've used that word before, and it's huge throughout the Mastery Journal. Every single day after you're done one of your sessions, you are actually going to be giving yourself a productivity score. You're going to be giving yourself a discipline score. So at the end of the day, you're going to have four productivity scores, four discipline scores, which you're then going to average together. So you're going to have a day productivity score, a day discipline score. You're going to be entering that score into your 10-day recap, which is every 10 days it's happening. Seeing over the course of every 10 days what your chart looks like, if it's going like up and to the right, hopefully, or maybe you're having some downs, you can start to self-evaluate yourself. So when you start there with that simple self-evaluation, it takes on a new level every single time that you do it. So you start to see, was I really productive? When you start to actually ask yourself that question and really challenge yourself every single day, four sessions a day, guess what? You start to realize, what's moving your business forward? What's not moving your business forward? You know, maybe, you know, writing that long post on Instagram, you know, that's getting four likes isn't as productive, you know, as you thought it might be.
Hashtag busy work.
You know, maybe you're seeing that your posts on Instagrams are driving, you know, 10 people a day to sign up to your email list. And so you start to understand, like, and go deep, you know, going back to that book, Deep Work, you start to go deep into like your self-evaluation on what matters to you. And you stop just coasting on the fluff, because the Mastery Journal won't let you get into the fluff. You have to go deep.
I love that, because I think it's social media in particular, because there's this instant reward, likes, shares, whatever. So it's so easy in some of those things to get so distracted and feel like, oh, look, I've done something, but you haven't done jack at the end of the day. And, you know, especially when you're wasting your time on Facebook groups that are just like friends who are showing their breakfast and you're like, why do I care about your scrambled eggs? I really don't. So you won't see that from me. You might see some other annoying pics, but you're not going to see that. Okay. So One of my favorite things about the Mastery Journal is the tracking tools. So why is having that so important? You know, a lot of books out there, I think, do a great job of setting up intention, but they miss commitment. And what got me kind of geeked out about what you were doing was all the tracking. So talk about why that, not just what kind of why you should do it, but why it really makes the difference in the success of all this.
So one thing that I realized is that what gets measured gets accomplished. And so what I was realizing with my business with EO Fire back, you know, pre-revenue, which was almost for the full year, I was realizing that I wasn't measuring anything. And so I wasn't having any results to look back and see what was working so I could amplify the things that were working, what's not working so that I can maybe pull back and take some time back from there to pour some more, you know, fluid on the fire of things that are working. So for me, I just started tracking everything. And by tracking everything, I started realizing what didn't matter to track. And that was certain things. But then I was realizing what did really matter to track. And for me, I realized what mattered to track was my actual tasks that I was focusing on any given day. I would sit down, I would say, you know, I'm going to write this discipline plan down that I'm going to focus on throughout the day. And then within these four work sessions within the Mastery Journal, I'm going to be taking one of these tasks and I'm going to be giving it my direct focus. And then I'm going to be tracking my productivity and discipline from within each one of those tasks. So I started realizing what mattered when it came to tracking and just saying, this is what matters. Let me just double down on this. What doesn't matter when it comes to tracking? Let me just take a step back and realize that, hey, that doesn't matter. Let me not spend time there. So it's just an evolving process. And that's why the Mastery Journal, it doesn't have all of the answers. What it has is the framework and the guide.
System.
And the system to allow you to self-evaluate yourself for maybe the first time ever on this kind of level, on these type of things that can really give you some major breakthroughs.
Well, and I'd say that for those watching and listening, what you're saying, JLD, is so important that I was trying to figure out what to call you that time. I'm like, do I call John, bro, which one? I'm going to do all of it. So, but I think in that case, that there's something you're saying there that's really important and that I hope people are really hearing, which is tracking your actions. What I'm not hearing you saying, please correct me if I'm wrong, is tracking your goals. Like, yes, we have goals we want to get to, but you're talking about daily actions and daily assessment, not just the goals you're trying to get to. And that's really where the success is, isn't it? And is in getting the actions clear and done.
That's it. I agree. I'm not disagreeing with you on that.
Well, excellent. I love a good agreement. Shwing. It's dessert time.
Disagreement though too. So no.
please. I'm Israeli. So if it's not a disagreement, we're not having a conversation. My sister, we went to Israel with her for the first time. She was born in the U.S. And I remember her asking me, like, why does everybody argue all the time? I was like, oh, they're not arguing. That's just how we talk. Like, it's not. It's just the way it is. So what's the other one? What's one other thing about the Mastery Journal that you think people need to know?
Well, first off, your dog made an appearance, which is adorable.
Oh, she did?
Gorgeous. So
yeah, it's my 90-pound Mastiff girl. See, you want to see my baby.
So one thing that I need people to know about the Mastery Journal is, you know, you have the tagline, which is master productivity, discipline, and focus in 100 days. The one thing that I want people to know is these are my three greatest strengths. And I say that because I have so many weaknesses. Like if I was to write a book about my weaknesses, it would be 1,000 pages long. I mean, it's endless, but I instead was able to identify my three greatest strengths. And I was able to amplify those over the last 4.5 years. And I've been able to take those, master those three strengths, which I still, by the way, continue to work on, but then create a framework around those three strengths that can guide other people to do the same. So if you're struggling with one, two, or all three of those, then the Mastery Journal is for you. It's just really that plain and simple. If you feel like you can be more productive, it's for you. If you feel like you could be more disciplined, it's for you. If you feel like you sometimes lack focus, then it's for you. If you think all three of those things, then it's for you. So like this is the tool, the guide that's going to get you there. And it's my best work. It really is. And I don't say that lightly. I'm really proud of it. And I'm just excited because I'm a believer in the ripple effect. Like I know that this journal right here, this journal is going to impact somebody, hopefully some thousands of buddies, but at least somebody to do something that's going to have a profound impact in the world. And that's what I love.
I love it. And what I would say is, you know, masters like you, the thing I appreciate is that you constantly work on your strengths too. It's a never ending learning thing. And I think that's a beautiful thing and why you keep getting better and better. Last two questions. Number one, where can my community go to get the Mastery Journal?
So all the magic happens at themasteryjournal.com. If they go there between January 23rd to February 24th, we're doing a Kickstarter campaign. So we have some great videos and pictures. Amy Porterfield is actually in the intro, which is cool. And after the 24th of February, themasteryjournal.com will still take you to a beautiful page where you can learn more and invest in yourself.
Excellent. Investing in yourself is one of the best things you can do to be successful in this world, without a doubt. All right. Are you ready for it? What is the one thing, personal, hobby, passion, whatever, that we would be surprised to know about you?
I want a car and the price is right.
No, come on.
It's on YouTube. Google John Lee Dumas Price is Right. You can watch it today.
What kind of car?
It was a 2011 Ford Fiesta.
Oh my God. You guessed the price right?
No, you'll have to watch.
Oh my God. I got to be honest with you. That is one I have not heard yet. Well played. Well played. All right. Go for the community. Go out there and get the Mastery Journal. I just had a snippet of it and appreciate it. It was so great to have you on. I'm going to call you bro this time. So thanks.
I'll call you sis.
Thanks for hanging out with us inside Launch Street. When you're ready to take your game to the next level, join the thousands of others that are upping their innovation edge on GoToLaunchStreet.com, the top online education resource and community platform for innovators looking to use innovation to get measurable results. GoToLaunchStreet.com.